We begin the current Tav Mesechet Sefer Zohar Daf Lamed. Begin on the second line down by the Tav Yamed, where the Gemara continues in a related discussion from the previous Daf, which we introduced the Mishnah. The opening halacha was that there are certain things that are prohibited for having benefit from a non-Jew. And the first item was regarding Yain, wine, because of Yain Nesach, because they use the wine as libations for the Avodah Zarah, which the Gemara in the previous Daf showed from Sukkim that is Asibana. So related to that, the Gemara says, Tarnabon, however, learn the Braisa, that there are certain ones that are prohibited and those that are permitted. Yain mevushal, regarding cooked wine, or valuntis, or aluntis, shaloib dikachavim from a non-Jew. So there are certain, they're forbidden. Because although these two types of wines actually they do not use for nesach and for libations of Avodah Zarah, but initially they were at once raw wine, which at that point could have likely was used as yain nesach from the non-Jew. It's only now that they turned it into something different. But since he had in his possession at that point, it's forbidden. However, aluntis kibriyasa. But if let's say it was never raw wine in the possession of the non-Jew, rather he purchased it as is, as aluntis, because the Jew made it into aluntis, then muteris, then is permitted to have benefit from it because the non-Jew only had in his possession as aluntis, which we're going to shortly explain what that is, and that is not something that's fit for him to have done nisuch with, and therefore it's not prohibited from benefit. Explains the Gemara of Ezehu aluntis, what's aluntis? So it's kedetnan gabi Shabbos, like we learned the Braisa regarding the halachas of Shabbos. The Braisa says, Eisen anumlan, one is allowed to prepare anumlan on Shabbos because it's a beverage that one drinks, which one can make on Shabbos. But ve'ein eisen aluntis, although they sound similar, one cannot make aluntis because that's used for medicinal purposes to cool down when they would leave the bathhouse, as the Gemara is going to explain, which it's prohibited to do things of refuah on Shabbos. Says the Braisa of Ezi Anumlin ve'Ezi Aluntis. What's Anumlin, which you could make, which is a beverage, and what's Aluntis that you cannot make, which the Gemara is trying to figure out what's Aluntis. Says the Gemara, Anumlin is Yain Udvash Upapon. It's wine, honey, and pepper. What's Aluntis, which this is the item we were mentioning before, is Yain Yoshin Umayim Tzlulim. It's aged wine and clear water, where they would put it in a vessel for a day or two until it gets clear, where then whatever was not pure water would go to the top, but they would take it off softly with a sifter, so they would take clear water with old wine, va'afarasim and balsam, and that was something that they would use, the abdi lebe masusa, would use it for people leaving the bathhouse, so that's for medicinal purposes, that's something that's forbidden to make on Shabbos, and also that's something that is prohibited to buy from a non-Jew unless if he bought it already in this product of aluntis, which then it wasn't a raw wine state, and therefore he didn't use it for nesach. Rabbi Yosef Damir Tavayu, they both say, which one of the halachas is related to what we said before, yayin mazik, diluted wine, which is two parts water and one part wine, so that's a different halacha, ein boi mishum gilu yayin, there's no problem about having left the wine uncovered, where generally that's a problem about yayin magulim, it's uncovered wine, because the snake might have drunk from it. Here, the snake doesn't drink from diluted wine, so there's no problem about gilu yayin. And mevushal, imba mishum nisach, like we mentioned before, that also cooked wine, there's no problem about nisach. Although we said you can't buy cooked wine from a non-Jew, that's only because he had it when it was still raw. But if it was cooked and then given to a non-Jew, that's no problem because there's no nisach, there's no libations that they use. They only use raw wine for that. Now, Ibarilu, the following question. Yain mevushal yesh by mishum gilui? What do we say about, we spoke about diluted wine, there's no problem about gilui because the snake's not going to drink it. What's with cooked wine? Is there a problem about gilui because the snake drinks cooked wine? Or yain by mishum gilui, or maybe that there's no problem about uncovered wine if it's cooked because the snake's not going to drink that. We said there's two halachas to avodah zarah, nisach yain, and then regarding leaving them uncovered, which is because of the danger of that a snake might have drunk from it and there would be the poisonous venom inside. So we said yayin mevushal is no problem about nisach hayayin for avodah zarah. What's halacha do we say regarding leaving it uncovered? Do snakes drink from it or not? So the Gemara says, Toshma, come in here. In the following braisa. Hey, Reb Yaakov Bar Idi, he testified, al yayin mevushal she'ein by mishum gilui, that there is no problem about gilui by cooked wine because snakes don't drink from it. Reb Yaneh Bar Yishmol chalash. So the Gemara brings an incident that Reb Yaneh Bar Yishmol became ill. So Reb Shmuel ben Zirud and the rabbis, they came to inquire about him, how he was doing. So what do rabbis do when they're visiting? Yes, they were sitting, they were learning, and they asked him the following question. Yain mevushal yesh b'mishum gilui? Cooked wine, is there a problem about having them left uncovered? Or yain b'mishum gilui, or there's no problem about having left uncovered? So Amr b'Shmuel ben Zirud, he said to them, Hach Amr b'Shimon ben Lakish, mishum gavarabah. Rish Lakish said in the name of a great person, the man, who is that? Reb Chiya. The Yayim Levushal, Imam Shem Gilu. There is no problem by Gilu by cooked wine. So Amalei, they said to him, Nismuch, could we rely on this? So Machvel hu Rebiyani Rebishmol, Rebiyani Mishmol signaled to them, alive al tzavari, meaning it's on me and on my neck, I take responsibility, this is a reliable halacha, like we said before, there's no problem magilui on yayin mevushal. The Gemara continues with these halachas that Shmuel v'avleit have yasvi. Shmuel and this non-Jew called Avleit were sitting together. Aishu l'kameyu chamer mevashal, they brought in front of them cooked wine. So mashchei, so Avleit went and withdrew liyadei his hand so that he shouldn't touch it and make it prohibited, because if a non-Jew touches the wine, it becomes yayin nesach. Shmuel said to him, Hare Amr, they already said, Yayin Mavushal, Imba Mishum Yayin Nesach. There's no problem by cooked wine for the halachas of Yayin Nesach, which we actually infer from this, and not only is it not prohibited for benefit, but it's actually even permitted to drink, where Shmuel was able to drink from it, even if Avlit would have touched it. Amsid Reb Chiya, the maidster in the Reb Chiya, Giluy Lahahu Chamer Mavashla. She had, it had by mistake been left uncovered, this cooked wine. And she knew that uncovered wine she always had to throw away because it's problematic because the snake drinks from it. So Asli came in to Reb Chiya, she came in front of Reb Chiya. And Amalei said to her, don't worry, Hari Amma, they said, Yayin Mavushal Imam Shemagilu, there's no problem but cooked wine being left uncovered because the snakes don't drink from that. Shamoid Rav Ada Bar Abba, the attendant of Rav Ada Bar Abba, Igadle Chamer Mezige, he had left uncovered diluted wine. So Amalei, so he said to him again, here it's also not a problem like we mentioned before in the Braisa, they said, Yayin Mozik, Imam Shemagilu, there's no problem about having left uncovered diluted wine. The snake does not drink, it doesn't like that type of wine, and therefore there's no problem about the venom inside, and there's no danger to one's life. Now, Amra Papa, he qualifies, he says, but Loi Amaran Ela de Mozik Tuva. But that was only said if it was very much diluted. Ava Mozik Vulei Mozik, but if it was a quasi type of a diluted, there's not so much wine in the wine, then Shasi, then the snake would drink from it, and therefore it would be problematic. Now the Gemara asks, "Umazig b'le mazig mishasi?" Is that really so that a snake would drink if it's not so diluted, and then it's problem about my yain megulim? But for Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, have a kozel ba'arva. Rabbi Rav Huna was going on a ship. Rabbi Nukit chamer ba'aday, and he had wine with him. Now the chazila who chivya did tzari v'asi, he saw a snake that was slithering through the water and coming to get his wine. So Amalei l'shamo, he said to his attendant, "Sami ena didein. I want you to blind out this snake's eyes." Meaning, I want you to show the snake something that is going to disgust him with this wine, and he'll retract. He won't come to try to get the wine. So Shaka Kali Maya, so the attendant went and took a little bit of water, Shadabe, and threw it into the wine, Besar Lachari, and the snake then went away. So you see that even if it's just a little bit of dilution, just a little bit of water, the snakes do not drink it. So how are you saying it's only if it's very much diluted, then they don't drink it? So explains the Gemara, Achaya Mosanafshe. Totally raw wine, they'll give up their lives, they'll do something that will be dangerous to their life, they'll come in front of everyone right there and try to get the wine, they'll kill themselves to get it. And but amazigul imasanashe, but if it's diluted, then he's not going to give up his life. And so therefore, when they wouldn't see him, then he would drink it. So when it's not so diluted, if it's very much diluted, he's not going to drink it. If it's a little bit diluted, it's not so enticing for him. He'll drink it if no one's around, but he's not going to give up his life. So therefore, since there were all these people around the ship, threw in a little of water, that was enough to deter him. But if no one's around, it's left uncovered, the snake would drink from it, and then it would be a problem. But the Gemara still asks, "V'amezigul emasa nafsha?" Are you saying, however, but that if it's diluted, even just a little bit, then he's not going to give up his life to try to get that wine? But v'ha Rabbi Yannai have a Be'ach Buri. There was an incident where Rabbi Yannai was in Be'ach Buri, which is the name of a place. Bamilah, and some say it was actually Barhed Yahweh Be'ach Buri. Barhed was in Be'ach Buri. Have a yasvi because shasu chamer mezige. He was sitting and drinking diluted wine. Some actually take out the girsa diluted wine because of the halacha mentioned later on. But pashlu chamer bekuva. There was some wine left in the barrel. Vitzaruni bepirunka. And so what they did is that they covered it with a cloth and tied it on the top of the barrel. Now v'chazel uchivya. So they saw the snake. The shakal maya, the rama bukuba, what did the snake do? He couldn't get to the wine because it was covered with a cloth. So he went and he took water and he spit it into, threw it into the barrel, which the liquid could get through the cloth. Ademala bukuba, until the barrel filled up because the water kept on rising, whatever is inside of it. The solik chamre levei paranka vishusa. And so the wine overflowed, the liquid could come through the cloth, and it came over, overflowed, and then the snake drank it. So you see, he came in front of people, his mice and nefesh, even though that he poured in water, and there was dilution over there. So I mean, they said, the mazik ihu shasi. what he diluted, he would drink and he would be Maisa Nefesh for. If others diluted, he would not drink, and therefore when that attendant threw in a little bit of water, that was enough to deter the snake. Amar Vashi, Vashi says, Ve'item Rav Mishashi, and some of the Rav Mishashi said, that Piruka Lisakanta, you're giving Teritzim, like it said, or Terutzim, or answers for danger, something that is a danger, which is if someone drinks from a wine that a snake drank from, it could die. You're coming to answer and to resolve contradictions with proofs that we brought, and we should rely on the answers that you gave? How could we rely? We definitely know that, and therefore we're not going to differentiate, and we're going to say that no, uncovered, diluted wine is going to be problematic. You're saying that it depends. You're saying that if he puts it in himself, so then he's going to be Meisah Nefesh. If not, he's not going to be Meisah Nefesh. And that says, how do we know to rely on your answers? And so too says the Gemara, my Rav said, Hilchas Halacha is, Yain Mazig Yesh B'Mishum Giloy, doesn't make a difference what the situation is. Diluted wine, there is a problem about left uncovered, B'Yesh B'Mishum Yain Nesach, and there's a problem about wine libations, which is that they would use that for their Nesachim. Yain Levushal, cooked wine, Ein B'Mishum Giloy, there's no problem about being left uncovered, because then the snake would not drink it. And the Eimah Mishum Yain Nesach, and there's no problem about Yain Nesach, because again, they wouldn't use it for the libations, but diluted, that would be a problem, and we're not going to rely on the answer, again, that was said before, to say, well, it depends. If he diluted, he would. If he didn't dilute it, and the people did it, then there's people around, then he would not be Meisah Nefesh. No, we're not relying on that. Even if it's a little bit diluted, then in all situations, we're going to say it's also. Now, related to these halachas of what's called Magulin, beverages left uncovered, Shamoid Rav Chilki Bar Tuvi, the attendant of Rav Chilki Bar Tuvi, Igal Yahu Kista Demaya. He left uncovered certain receptacle, which is something they would use to measure wine in the city. He had that receptacle filled with water, and he left it uncovered. Vavanaim Gabani dozed off on the side of it. So Asla Gabed Rav Chilki Bar Tuvi came in front of Rav Chilki Bar Tuvi and asked him, what's the halacha? The beverage was left uncovered. Do I have to be concerned that a snake drank from it and that I can't drink from it anymore? So Malay said to him, they said, Amos Yoshin Alein. The fear of the person who's sleeping right next to it is on the snake, and the snake would not be Meisah Nefesh. Again, that same idea when there's people around, and he's saying that even though he was dozing off near it, but still the fear of the person that's next to it is on the snake, and therefore there's no problem, you can go ahead and drink the water. Now, however, qualifies the Gemara, Vahani Mili B'Yamama. That was only said, however, during the daytime. But at nighttime, then under the cover of darkness, the snake wouldn't be afraid, and then it would be a problem. Which the Gemara says, Vilei, but it's actually not so. Leishna b'imama v'leishna b'leil. It doesn't make a difference if it's daytime or nighttime. Amos yoshna leyan, lo yamin. We don't say the fear of the one who's sleeping is on them. Since the person is sleeping, whether day or night, the snake might slither up and get some of that beverage, and therefore it would be problematic if it was left uncovered and the person was sleeping. Continuing on these halachas, Rav leishasim b'armo. Rav would not drink from a house of an Arminian, because he said, leizir b'gilu, they're not careful with leaving beverages uncovered, and there might be a problem. A snake might have drank from it, and it's dangerous. Mibe Armalta, from the house of a Jewish widow, Shasi, he would drink, even though she's not proficient in the halachas of Giloy, and how does she know? Maybe she left her beverages uncovered. Amar, because he would say, Sircha de Gavra Nikita, she keeps the customs that her husband always had. She knows this is what her husband said. You better make sure I need to do this. So she does what she always did. And therefore, since obviously when her husband was alive, he was meticulous about the halacha, she's going to maintain that. And therefore, he had no problem drinking by the Jewish widow. Now, on the other hand, Shmuel, the other way around. He would not drink water from the house of the widow. Because Amar, he says, Leslay Masa de Gavra, she's not afraid of her husband anymore. She used to do a certain type of behaviors and regimen because that's what her husband wanted. Now he's not around. So she doesn't do the things she used to do. But she's not going to come from the water anymore. Actually, from the house of the Armenian, he would drink. Because although they're not concerned about leaving the beverage uncovered, because they don't know and not concerned about the halacha with the snake, but I'm in the karusa, but regarding cleanliness, miyakapti, they're particular about that, and therefore they do cover the water so that nothing of dirt or refuse should fall into it, and therefore he would drink by them. Igidami, they would say a different version, that Rav would not drink water from the house of Armenian, like we said in the first version, but he would drink from the house of the Jewish widow. Now in this version, he would not drink water, he would not drink from either one, the Armenian or the house of the widow. Continuing these halachas, Rabbi Yehoshua Levi says, there's three types of wine. And ve'im behem mishum megillah, and either one of these three don't have the problem of having them left uncovered, because the snake's not going to drink from it. Ve'elohin, and they are chad, if it's sharp, mar, bitter, mustik, and sweet, as the Gemara explains. Chad, what type is sharp? Tila charifa. It's a certain type of strong wine, and it doesn't have a good and sweet taste. Rather, it's like vinegary. And since it's so strong, the snake's not going to drink it. Where this type of wine is the mitzari zike. It's so vinegary that it, like the flasks that hold it are like bursting because of the strength of how strong that that wine is. Mar, bitter, refers to yarnica, which is a certain type of bad and bitter wine. Musik, the sweet one, is referring to chulia, where it's sweet because the sun how beat down inside the grapes, so it never ends up developing into high quality wine. It's very sweet, but in a spoiled type of way. Now Rav Chama Masni, Rav Chama actually taught these three wines that they're changed, that it's different than regular wines. He taught it liluya, not like the first version that said that they're bad wines. He taught it that they're actually higher quality wines, but still the snake's not going to drink from it. And they are chad, sharp. Why is it sharp? Because of chamer upalpalim. It's wine with pepper and other types of ingredients that put into it, but because it's very strong and very tasty. Mar, bitter, refers to afsintin, which is olishna balaz, like Rashi says, or as brought down from the Aruch, that it's lana, meaning it has wormwood inside of it. So it's bitter, but in a good way. Musuk, sweet, is meybarg, which is a higher quality beverage, because barg in Persian means meshubach. So all these types, although they're high quality, but the snake does not drink them because they're too strong or too sweet or too bitter. Now, Amr Shemalakash, she says, Karena, Imba Mishra Megilui. Karena, it doesn't have a problem of having it left uncovered. So it's going to be my Karena. Amr Bavo, it says, Chamra Chalia. It's sweet wine. The Asim Asya comes from Asya, so it's very sweet. The snake's not going to drink from it. But Amr Rav, he says, Uba Mekaymai. But in its own country, meaning in Asi itself, yesh b'mishum gilu, there is a problem about having left uncovered. My time, what's the reason? Because chamar medinahu, that's the beverage of that country, and the snakes are accustomed that, they're used to that, and therefore the snakes over there would drink it, and there would be a problem. Amr Rav, Rav says, hai chamar de akrim. This wine that started fermenting, and but it didn't get all the way vinegary yet. So at So for the first 3 days, it's still problematic because it didn't totally sour yet. It's still problem about being left uncovered because the snake would drink from it, and also because the non-Jew would still use it for his services. However, as a continuum in base, Mekama Elach, after 3 days, it really started spoiling a lot. Then then the snake wouldn't drink it, the non-Jew wouldn't use it for his libations, and doesn't have those problems. Now, but our Dar Ami, they say, no, even after 3 days, we're still concerned about it having been left open, meaning one would not be able to consume that wine. My time, what's the reason? Because sometimes it would happen that the snake would drink it even after 3 days, and therefore it would still be problematic. Tanabon, when the Bryce says, Yayin Taisis, that refers to new wine from the vat, until it ferments and turns into wine, it's called Taisis. So there's two types of fermenting. There's what Halacha we said before, when spoiling. Here we're talking about when it ferments, when it turns into good drinking wine. So, but in the beginning stages, when it's Yayin Taisis, when it's fermenting, so although grape juice is good and wine is good, but in the middle stage, Ein B'Mishum Megillah, there's no problem about having left uncovered because it's fermenting, it's changing over then, and then it doesn't have a good taste. Says the Gemara, V'kama Tisisa, say, how long does it ferment for that then it's not a problem about being left uncovered? That's for a period of Gimel Yom for 3 days. Continues the Gemara, Hashachalayim Kress, which was beat in a vessel and it was ground down and it was mixed in with wine or water, Ein B'Mishum Megillah, then there's no problem about that liquid, that beverage, which has wine or water in it, of being left uncovered. But of the people in the diaspora, they do accustom it as prohibited. Meaning, because the kress is something that the snake wouldn't drink, but in the diaspora, they still treat it as forbidden. Now, says the Gemara, V'loy Amarin El Bles Buchala, and this was only said, however, that in the diaspora, they treat it as forbidden, even though there's kress, but that's only if there's no vinegar inside. But if there's vinegar inside, then migribuhu, then that vinegar contests and fights with the palate of the snake. In other words, and the snake wouldn't drink from it, and then everyone would agree that it's permitted. Kutach habavli, which is a type of a dish that they would make in bavel, which is very strong, like vinegar, as the Gemara says in Pesachim, Daf Mem Beis Aleph, that they put in moldy bread, they put in the whey of milk. So it's very soury. So ein b'mishum gila, there is no problem about being left uncovered because the snake wouldn't drink from it, even though there's a liquid inside. But those in the diaspora, they treat it as forbidden. Now, Amar Menashe, he says, an iyis b'nekari, if there's a place in that dish that it looks like it has the bite of a snake, then chashina, then obviously we're concerned that we would not partake of it. Amar Chiyah Barashi, Amar Shmuli says, may tif tif, the water of drip drip, which means to say if they put a vessel beneath a barrel, which any wine that drips out drips into that cup, that barrel, into that bowl, Amar Shmugila, there's no problem about that water being left uncovered. Now, but Amar Vashi qualifies as v'huda of a tif lahadi tif tif. But this only if it drips and drips and drips and drips, meaning it consistently is dripping, and that's why it's permitted, because the drip, one after another, makes noise, and the snake hears it, and he runs away, because it sounds like there's a person there, or there's some type of an element that's danger, and that's why it's permitted, because he's not going to drink from it. Now, Amar Chiyah Bar Ashi, Amar Shmuli says, pi te'ena, when one tears off the fig from the stem, so there's an opening, a small little opening over there where the stem used to be. That's the opening of the fig. Eimam mishum gilei, that's not a problem, because although that's uncovered and then the snake could get into there, that's not a problem. So the Gemara, come on, who is that like? He haitana, like the following tana, tana like Linda Brysa. He says, oichel adam anovim te'in balayla. The person could eat grapes and figs at nighttime. Ve'enachayish doesn't have to be concerned, because although maybe the snake partook of it and you can't see it because it's dark. Mishum shenem, because the pasuk says, until Mishayim b'sam Hashem, Hashem safeguards the simple, the fools, means to say, this is our regular way of life. We have to be able to eat fruits and things like that. We don't have to be concerned that maybe a snake partook of it. And the same thing also, that little place of where the stem used to be, and although it's open and vulnerable over there, that the snake could get out of it, we don't have to be concerned for that. Now, Amr of Safra, Mishum Rebshu Dereme, says, Shloisha mini erasein, there's three types of venom from a snake. They are shalbachar, from a young snake, which is shekeya. Since his venom is very strong and heavy, so it submerges inside the beverage, and it goes down to the bottom of the vessel. Shalbeini, from a middle-aged snake, it's mefafeya, so it bubbles somewhere in the middle of the beverage. For shalzak, an older snake, it flows to the top. So the Gemara asks, lememer the kama d'kosh, is that to say the older the snake gets, the kochash chele, so it loses its strength and its vigor, and that's why its venom goes higher and higher, it doesn't have the strength to go to the bottom? But Ratanlo in the Braisa, Shleisha, there's three types of creatures. Kozman Shemeskinen, the older they get, Gvurmi Taisman, they get greater might. Elohim, they are dog, fish, Nachash, snake, Bechazir, and the swine. So you see that the Nachash gets stronger and not weaker. Says the Gemara, you're right. Kayach Esufi Hodikamaisim, it increases strength, but Zihire, but its venom, Kalish, gets weaker when it gets older. Now the Gemara asks, "Shall Bachar Shekela my Hechasav?" What halachic relevancy does that teach us that the younger snake, that his venom submerges to the bottom? So the Gemara, they're telling Linda Brisa, Chavish and Isgala, regarding a barrel that was left uncovered, Afa Pisha Shasim Mena Tisha Vele Meisu, even if 9 people drank from it already and did not die, Layishtu Memena Siri, the 10th person should not drink from it because the venom is on the bottom. And although 9 people drank from it, yeah, because they didn't get to the venom, he's going to drink the bottom of the barrel and he's going to die. And Maisa Haya, there was such an incident. Shashasa Mena Tisha Bele Mesu, 9 people drank from the barrel and did not die. Shashasa Siva Mesu, the 10th person drank from it and died. So, and Amr Birmi, and he said regarding that incident, Zeu Shakeya, that's the halacha that we said, that because the young snake, his venom goes to the bottom. So this says the Gemara, V'chein Avatiach Shneskalsa. So too, an Avatiach, which is a malafafon, which is called a melon, which is very large, when they open it up to eat, they only eat a little bit of it, and then the rest of the melon is left open. So the snake eats from it, and it's very soft, and the venom goes to the bottom of the melon. So Ava Pisha Achol Mena Tesmeni Adam Lemeisu, even if 9 people already ate from the melon and didn't die, Layechem Min Asiri, the 10th guy should not eat the bottom of the melon, because that's where the venom is. At my side, there was such an incident, Bachel Mena Tisha Lemeisu, 9 ate from it and did not die, Bachel Asiri Lemeisu, and the 10th person ate from it and died. And Amar Rebbe said, Zehu Shekeh, that's the halacha that we said, because the venom of the young one submerges to the bottom. And that's, so we learn from Masafa a lot. We learned, first of all, that the first person eating from the melon or from the barrel of wine should not drink, because maybe the snake was an older snake who drank from it, and therefore the venom floated to the top. Neither should the middle guy drink, because maybe it was a middle-aged snake, and therefore the venom is actually in the middle. And moreover, the 9th person, if 9 people drank, the 10th person shouldn't drink, because maybe it was a young snake which went to the bottom, and therefore one should never drink from the barrel or eat from the melon, because it could be the top, the middle, or on the bottom. Turn by one of the brayse, mayim shenizgalu. water that was left uncovered, again, which we have the concern that a snake drank from it, which might have the venom of a snake in it. So therefore, the following halacha is applied to it. So one should not pour out that water into the public domain because maybe someone might be walking barefoot in the public. And then the poison might get stuck between his toes. And once it sits over there a little bit, it could penetrate his flesh. And then he's not going to have any healing because he's going to die because the venom will go into his flesh. Moreover, he should not use this water to, they would have their floors made out of dust. They would have to settle the dust that it doesn't rise. Don't take this water to use it to settle the dust, obviously because it has the venom in it. And below yigabal ben asatid, they should not use the water to mix cement out of it. Below yashkem, and they also should not use it to give to drink, loy behemdi, not his own animal, below behemdi chaber, not his friend's animal. And below yirchitz ben pon nebiyot b'raglu, they should not use this water to wash his face, his hands, and his feet. Now, achemar, they disagree with this last halacha. They say, well, malkum shesh sirta, a place in a person's body that has a crack, where there, through that crack, there he's vulnerable, then the venom could sit over there and get in, so that won't fall off his flesh so easy, and that could penetrate the flesh, meaning the person's skin is semi-porous. Now, something doesn't go directly in, but if it sits there enough, it like a cream can then go inside. So if there's a crack or some type of a crease, then it could go in, then it's asur, then forbidden. Ain't certain mutter, but Achim say if there's no crevice over there in that area, then that's going to be permitted to wash with this water. So the Gemara is Achim in the Tanna Kamma. The others are the same as the first Tanna, because the Tanna Kamma said the face, the hands, and the feet. So that's where there's opening and cracks, just like we find between the person's fingers and in the person's palm, there's cracks, and in his face, with his ears and his lips. So what's the difference between them? They're both saying the same thing. So the Gemara, Ikibinayu gava yad v'gava regal. The difference between them is the top of the hand and top of the foot, where there, Tanna Kamma is saying it's forbidden because it's pon of yod v'raglov, but the Achim would say it's permitted because there on the top of one's hands and feet, there's no crevices, no cracks. And v'rimoni da'ape, also the cheekbones of the face, which is right by the eyes, where there it's very smooth and there's no crevices, no cracks. According to the Achim, would be permitted. According to Tanna Kamma, since it's pon of, would be forbidden. Now, Amar, so to the time the Brisa said, lo yashkman lo behem to blev behem schaver. They should not give this water that was left uncovered to his animal or to his friend's animal. As the Gemara of time learn the Brisa, it says, avol mashkeyu lo behem esatman, but he could give it to drink to his own animal. Says the Gemara, kitane, hey, when do we say you could give that left uncovered water to his own animal? Is lishunra, is to a cat, because the venom is not going to harm him. And because actually the Gemara Pesachim Daf Kofit Beis and Beis says that snakes that cats eat the snake themselves, for sure just the venom of the snake would not harm the snake. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, the chabinami. So then he should be able to feed it to his friend's cat too. So the Gemara, no, because the chabi kachish, his friend's snake is going to get weak. It's not going to kill him, but it's going to weaken him. So the Gemara says, but the dynami kachish, but then it's going to weaken his own snake, his own cat too. So the Gemara, yeah, but hadabari, but he'll end up getting healthy again anyway. So what's the problem about giving this water to his friend's cat? His friend's cat will also get healthy too. So the Gemara, no, because zimnin the boil is wounded. There are times that he might want to sell his cat. Umafsalim, and then he's going to get a loss because there's a buyer finally for 2 years waiting for someone to buy his cat. And at that moment, he gave his friend's cat this water to drink, which had the venom, which although it's not going to kill the cat, it's not going to harm him, but it's going to weaken him. And then the buyer is going to say, well, I don't want this weakened cat. So although he's going to get better in some time later, but that's where it's going to be problematic for his friend's cat, and therefore it's a problem. But for his own cat, it's permitted. But again, any other animal, even his own animal, if it's not a cat, would be prohibited because of the mayim ugulim that was left uncovered to be concerned for the venom of the snake.